it's always a pleasure to share the mysteries of the mind, of the universe that we now know. And if there's anybody nervous, honestly, give it up, eh? Nobody's going to get hurt. Nobody's going to go back in the past. Nobody's interested in what you've been, or what you are, or what you could be, should be. Honestly, we don't care. We're looking for a true identity. That's what we're looking for. There are many, many ways you can try and find it. There's various types of awareness groups, all in different levels of consciousness, all giving it out differently. Some of what I would call in the hellhole giving it out. People that go back into the past and bring up all the old bad memories, the old bad feelings. This is truly a psychological suicide. You're looking for some contentment. You're looking for some joy. You're looking for some security. And when you look for those things, you must look with contentment, happiness, joy. And if you bring in insecurity, you bring in fear. If you bring in fear, you've missed it. And have another look. And this time, look for an answer that you, as a human being, as a spiritual being, an answer that you already have. That's what you look for. But if you look in the books of the wise, they all tell you one thing. Look in silence, because in silence, that is where the truth is found. They all tell you to look now, because that is where the truth is found. They all told you to look within yourself, because that is where the truth is found. Now, all these things mean the same thing. It simply means that you already have the answer. It must be done within the boundaries of your own head. Look within. The answer is already there. Look within. The answer is already there. The answer to all psychological problems lies within the mind of mankind. It's already there. You must find the answer by realizing that you already have it. Now, when you find the answer you're looking for, whatever it is, I don't care what it is, when you find that, then you'll find out there's another depth where you go deeper and you get yet a better answer. Then you find out, by George, there's another one. And each one is a separate reality. Each one is a vision within the boundaries of time, as we know it. See, what you're looking for? You're looking for to clear this head of yours so that you can have a half-decent life. And if you look within the mess, that's this world as we know it, you will never find it. What you must do is listen to truth. Now, there's lots of truth around, and only you can find it. Look for understanding. And understanding and love are the same thing. Because inside this positive feeling, there's an ingredient that turns clichés and the words of the wise into a reality. Not into another cliché, but into a reality. And when this starts to happen to you, what it does is your natural intelligence starts to take over. The natural intelligence that you had before you were contaminated with insecurity, fear, hate, greed, lostness, everything. You're natural, and your natural is what you would call wisdom. And wisdom has always been called simplicity. You know why? Because you already knew. And it's not until you start to realize what patience is, where you find out what you're starting to look for is peace. Just a nice life. More understanding. Well, forgiveness comes with patience, and patience comes with knowledge and understanding. They're all the same thing. Yeah? And forgiveness is when you understand more about life, and you start to understand that nobody's really guilty of what they're doing. They're just lost. And if you don't forgive them, then you suffer. And because you don't give forgiveness, then you send out a whole barrage of negative energy, and it hits all different people. Then a whole, you're the one that suffers. But then if you learn to forgive, all it is dropping your own stupidity, to put it bluntly. And it's this, the non-forgiveness, that creates the ill feelings inside you, the negative feelings that you don't like. You don't like them, so you once again you throw them back to where you think they came from the person you wouldn't forgive. But once you start to see what life is, then you'll start to find what you call patience. And patience and forgiveness and understanding and love, they're really all the same thing. Nobody can tell you that. But anybody that has a glimmer of what I'm saying, they understand, but only to a degree, eh? Just like to a certain degree you do understand. But it's impossible, eh? I could try and explain the unexplainable, but it really wouldn't do any good, because it's impossible. But just to pass the time away, we could do it. You know? Take a swing at it. Beautiful feeling, that's right. That's when you know when you're inside. And that's what I've been saying right from the very instant I had this experience, is look for a feeling. And when you get a feeling, and knowing that it's true, a really honest to God good feeling, then you're right. Wisdom comes from inside, tucked away past your contaminated life, as you know it right now, but only in your head, only in your head, beyond the consciousness that you're aware of right now. Because you go from an outer consciousness. You've got an outer consciousness, and we see what is called the world, natural, quite natural. We see this world. But then, remember, there's a far, far greater natural, but it's in a spiritual, it's inside. The answer's inside. Because eventually, if you keep going and going and going and going, these wise people have found the secret of going inside so far, they go past the natural contaminated state into a spiritual state where all the absolute answers lie in the greatest of simplicity. And they try to give it to the outside. But the outside can't take it unless the outside itself collapses. This is where people go to awareness groups to find out, what are my bad habits? Why was I mixed up as a child? Why didn't I get this as a grown-up person? Why am I deserted now in this age or that age? Why did this all happen to me? And there's no answer until you go inside and you heal. That's the old saying, physician, heal thyself. You must go inside. But to get in there, you've got to be willing to give something up. All your problems. And that's one of the most difficult things in the world, because we want to keep our problems because that's all we know. Now you go to awareness group and all they're doing is giving away problems. They'll say, oh, that's nothing, you should hear mine. And then off they go and they find a greater problem. And all they do is become aware of problems. True psychology is written in the heart of every human soul that ever walked the earth. It's written inside. So when anything new comes into the world, it must come through a divine thought from inside, away from the known. Now, this is what you call a realization. If you have one realization in your lifetime, you're lucky. There's not too many have it. I'm talking about a true realization where a piece or a particle of truth has the very breath of life blown into it and it becomes alive and it becomes you. To different degrees. And that's what you're looking for, is a realization of something you never realized before. Not something that you haven't thought of before, but something you haven't realized before. Because thinking about it is just a part of life's way of losing it. You must realize it. A realization must be instant. A realization has no time on it, because pure truth has no time. There's no delay for your little mind to take it, throw it in its old computer and figure out, da 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 da, enemy approaching. Truth. It just goes straight through and it's too late. And as soon as it gets through, it just takes your computer and it wipes out a whole board full of garbage. And in its place comes the truth. And that's how it works. Why don't we just break up? I really feel that we're pretty saturated. And we can maybe just talk amongst each other a little bit, then it's a beautiful day outside. For the people from the States, Stanley Park is a beautiful place. It's got a little zoo there. And we'll meet tomorrow morning. What time would you like to meet tomorrow morning? There you are, I'll see you. Late? You had a good rest, eh? 10:30. 10:30, okay. This is something that Bob and I realized a long time. You can't take too much. You can see people get tired. I had that bored. Same for you. Okay, let's just relax. Tomorrow morning at 10:30, yeah? Oh.